Wheeler in the Morning, the podcast on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, welcome to Tuesday's program. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly, and Rena. Another chance at Toys for Boys for the Temptation, 8:35 this morning. I was driving the perimeter over the weekend and thought of something that really pissed me off.
To do with the perimeter or to do with something else?
No, to do with the perimeter.
Okay, good.
You're not going to believe what it is, but it's everyone's going to go, yes, you're absolutely right.
Another idea? No Pants Party platform idea?
Well, of course it's an idea, but it's way too expensive to pull off according to the government. But yeah, I'll tell you about that coming up here before 7 o'clock. That's going to be it. We got more Truth tickets too, so stay tuned for that. And we're celebrating our 5th anniversary. Oh, what? 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
So we're digging into the archive over the past 2 since we've been here at 92 City FM and playing some of our favorites. That's all coming up. Plus more. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena. We start with this. I was yelling. I was literally yelling on Friday. It was my first time going down the south perimeter. I was going on a dump run, so I'm heading towards Brady Road from the north perimeter, right?
Right.
So I'm going all the way down, and then I had whatever way it took me there. But you know that new overpass that you're seeing at Keniston and Waverly?
Yes, I do.
You out of the Waverly West area. They've got like a secondary exit all the way up to the perimeter. They're called like Keniston B or Keniston South or something. You can continue on to Keniston East towards Lage, or you can take that offshoot all the way down through Waverly West, which will take you right up to the perimeter.
That's right.
And here's a perfect opportunity, Rena. Here's a perfect opportunity for a brand new road that hasn't existed before that's going straight to the perimeter, and for them...
Serenity now. It's 6:11. I can tell.
I know you well enough.
What's our rule? No yelling before 6:20.
What's funny is with our boy Angus, before we go anywhere, okay, what are the rules? He goes, no yelling, no screaming.
Oh, we've done that. We do it. And what happens if you do? We're going to leave.
We're going to go home.
And never go back to that restaurant, right?
No yelling, no screaming, no crying.
Like 8 rules.
So anyways, I was like, oh, because when you look at it from the Keniston point of view and you're looking down towards Waverly, you're like, wow, this is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
This shoots you all the way down the perimeter so you don't have to take, McGilvery or whatever it is. But then when you go on the perimeter side and you look north, there's a set of lights there, Phil. There's another set of lights. There's another set of lights. There's another set of lights
anywhere,
on the perimeter.
I swear in this
Why?
City, anywhere they can find to put up lights. Put up more lights.
It's unbelievable. You could have just made two really... You wouldn't even have had to do a full clover leaf. You wouldn't have. You could have done a nice little simple diamond interchange. But, I mean, let the people going from the Keniston to the perimeter have the lights. If you're on the perimeter, there should be no lights.
It wasn't there in the news last year that the city is planning something, whether they're kind of clover leaves but cheaper on the perimeter?
Diamond interchanges.
There we go. Yeah. And where's that going to be? Somewhere in the city.
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out how they're going to pull off Lage in the perimeter.
Yeah.
Because they're setting up the piles right now. They got to let it sit. Once they pile all that dirt, they got to let it sit so it doesn't, fall over or whatever. So, but I mean,
Lage in the perimeter. So you mean they're fixed like northbound out towards your place?
Well, yeah. So I mean, like,
are they going to fix that? Are they actually going to connect it?
Yes.
Holy God, I didn't know that. It's about time.
So that's so they're actually building an overpass. So there'll be like a, because there's the one overpass if you take the perimeter and you can go up 59, like you can take Lage North.
Yeah.
But if you want to stay on the perimeter, you got to go through those goddamn lights to get through Lage.
Yeah, it's like a whole.
So there's going to be a secondary overpass that just takes you straight on the perimeter and keeps you going all the way around.
Oh, good. Yeah, because right now there's I think 2 or 3 sets of lights you got
to
go through before you get on or get off, and then
perimeter.
You get back onto the perimeter. You're like, I was on the perimeter and I'm in the city and then I'm going back on the what?
Yeah, it's ugly. But I mean the one south on Keniston, the Keniston south one, it's just why lights? Why? Perfect opportunity just to go ba-da-doop, ba-da-doop. All right, everyone's good. Big overpass on the one side, nothing on the other side. Ridiculous.
Do you know, and when I was living in Edmonton, and well, you guys know this, you're Albertans, I used to drive to work a half an hour in the white mud without a single light, because it's like a lot of big cities. There's 2 million people in there. No, 1.5 million in Edmonton.
Yeah, a million.
They have actual freeways, right? Yeah. Like a lot of major cities, and there's a cloverleaf, and you just buzz all the way to work, no lights.
Listen, if you include our bedroom communities, we're just shy of about 900, about 850, 900.
There's no way they can fix all that now. It's too, like here in Winnipeg, it's too far gone.
I would like to hear the guy who planned that and decided that we were going to put lights defend it. You know, like what would he
on
have
the
to say?
Cheap.
Yeah.
He was
cheaper.
Say cost.
Cheap, 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 guaranteed. Cheap, 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 cheap.
Yep.
That's what it comes down to. You know what? Well, if there's anyone that wants to call in and support us or say, no, you guys are crazy because, obviously the
no one's
going to
support lights on the perimeter. That's ridiculous.
Wake up call in 5.
Wheeler in the wake-up call on 92 City FM.
All right, so I was bitching a few minutes ago about the lights that are at the perimeter in Keniston, that new offshoot that takes you down through Waverly West. I don't know why they didn't put Clover Leafs or Diamond Interchange or something there. And then the overpass at Pembina on the perimeter. I feel like that's they've been working on that since I moved here 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've been working on that forever. Like, what's the...
They've been working on it since I moved here, for sure.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Four years.
And then we've got the overpass that they're just waiting for the piles to settle at the perimeter in 59, Lodge North, heading towards mm-hmm. Winnipeg Beach. I mean, all these improvements are headed towards Centerport. That's the reason why they're upgrading a lot of the perimeters in these areas and whatnot, so that's good. But if you're going to do it right. Do it with the foresight that there's going to be another 500,000 people in this city next 10 years. I mean,
and maybe someday, maybe someday 10 years from now, we'll sit here and go, hey, remember that big construction boom where they had to get the city retrofitted for the population boom that we were having? And now everything's a lot better. But remember back in the day when there was all that construction and they were working on the perimeter all the time? That's the hope.
I kind of think that they're going to look back, especially at that one at the, because it's just so close to... It's too close to two other sets of lights. The one at the perimeter and Keniston. So they're going to look back and go, oh, man, we should have done Clover Leafs there. Oh, man, we should have done a Diamond Interchange there. Oh, man, we should have done an overpass there. And they didn't.
Yeah.
They're going to kick themselves for that later. Ah, the no pants party. Unless you get elected. When the no pants party gets elected, the change will happen.
Right.
Keep showing those signs.
Speaking of which, somebody phoned up and had a suggestion for the no pants party, which we'll tackle on the bone phone coming up here at 8:05. You can call anytime, 780 City CITI 2484.
Should we take this call?
Good morning.
Morning, Wills.
Yeah.
Yeah, you think it's bad driving a car, try driving a semi around this freaking place.
I was going to say, you guys, when I'm going to Bomber games, try to come up Pembina from the perimeter off the... I can't imagine the stuff you guys go through trying to get over that bridge on Pembina on the perimeter. That's got to be a pain in the ass.
Oh, that's bad, too, but I mean, all the lights around, it's a major pain in the ass.
Yeah, you can't even get going, right? And it takes a lot to get those big trucks moving and then to stop them again, and everybody's trying to... cut in front of you.
The idea of a perimeter highway was brilliant. Then someone went, wait a second. It's too free-flowing. Yeah. Too free-flowing. Let's put lights all over it.
And trains. Train crossings on the perimeter. That always makes me laugh.
Man.
Especially where it bottles down on Pembina there. Everybody's trying to squeeze in front. It's pretty bad there.
Mm. Yeah, no, I don't envy you having to drive around the city sometimes with one of those big rigs.
Yeah.
Well, we love our truckers here.
Absolutely.
With Wheeler, Philly, and Rena.
Philly's related
Philly
to
loves truckers.
There you go, Philly. A little tidbit for you that'll get your wife excited when you get home. Maybe might even get her in the mood.
Ooh, hey! I need all the help I can get.
Matt Damon. Okay, remember when he did the first Bourne movie and it was huge, right? Reading like the Jason Bourne, Robert Ludlum, the whole thing took off, and then Paul Greengrass jumped on board and they did 2 and 3 together, and then they were going to do a fourth, and they had discrepancy with the studio, and they're like, bah, we're done. Yeah. And then they went off and did that Jeremy Renner thing, where it was kind of like an offshoot of the third one, where it was still tied in the storyline a little bit with Jessica Lange, and they were slated to go with another Jeremy Renner Bourne movie, and everyone kind of went ho hum.
Yeah.
But the good news is Matt Damon and Paul Greengrass, the director, are coming back. They're going to do another Bourne movie, and it's going to bump the Renner film.
Oh, good.
Yeah. It's going to bump the Renner film out of there.
I think anybody.
I was wondering what happened to that Jason Bourne guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're not a Bourne fan?
Well, I mean, how many are there now? There's like 3 or 4?
There's four altogether.
Three.
There's the three that Damon did. Renner did one, so this will be the fifth in the series. But
many.
No. I think if they do it right, Rena, I understand your plight, but if they do it right, this could become somewhat of a...
James Bond,
I mean, but the thing is... Once Matt Damon is done, you have to find someone to replace the role and, continue on the story. But, I mean, the whole...
And Renner didn't go well. Like, for huge fans, it just... I enjoyed the Matt Damon Bourne movies for sure. I didn't even bother with the Renner movie. I probably should have given it a chance, but it didn't get very good reviews. And I know
the Bourne Legacy, they call this.
Yeah.
Because apparently there's more people in the program. But that's the only thing that stops it from being Bond-ish.
Because fans aren't open to someone else doing it, I guess.
Not necessarily, but more of like memory loss then gets old after a little while.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't know where I came from or what I did.
Still piecing together his life movies.
You can only stretch that out for so long, where James Bond is very cognizant of what he's doing. He's a spy, he's a secret agent, and he goes out and he does missions, where Bourne's just kind of like, I'm going to go after the government every every time.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's where they have to take the movies to with Damon eventually. Maybe this new one is now, okay, I figured out what my life was. I'm done being bitter. Now I'm going to work for... I'm going to become a private investigator.
Overkill.
Someone's going to kidnap my daughter, and he's got a special set of skills.
They're about to be taken.
Wait a second.
They already did that.
That sounds familiar. Speaking of which, his new movie, A Walk Amongst the Tombstones, looks of...
He's on the phone in every one of his trailers now. Who is this?
I'm going to find you.
Why do you have my kids?
Son of a bitch. Read to this story. I was going to save this for stories we missed, but this is too good. A Winnipeg mom questions the Winnipeg Regional Health Authority's competency after sending schools an immunization information sheet riddled with spelling mistakes. This story made national news, and I found it on Yahoo. It just begs the question, you know, would you trust your child's health to the person who wrote a completely incompetent, half-intelligible, and unprofessional letter? Says Belinda Beigold, whose daughter brought home the sheet, which outlines grade 4 vaccines for hepatitis B and meningococcal C. The letter, she circled everything like a teacher. Circled everything like, they spelled please wrong. They spelled consent wrong. They spelled younger wrong. They spelled does wrong. With, chilled. They spelled chilled instead of child.
Fired.
Just a note, because you see this. You see the, I've seen this before. You get emails like this. If you're sending out an email that's in any way a professional or meant to be from a or it's from a professional,
yeah, like if I'm sending to you, I'm going to shorthand.
Yeah, whatever. If it's inter-office, you just one line, tell someone they're, you know, they smell and it's ha-ha. But I mean, when you're sending it out and as a representative of another company, if you're not confident in your spelling and your grammar, get someone to edit that.
Sure.
Like you, it looks so unprofessional when you fire off an email that has
spelling mistakes.
Yeah.
I don't disagree. And that, you know what, Phil? That's a very good lesson for kids that are going back in school this week. No, it's true, though. Because, listen, I understand we are in a world of, you know, quick key mart. Everything's spelled to shorten, especially the way we're texting back and forth. Everyone's like, quick, quick, quick. Like,
well, there's autocorrects. Even if you spell it wrong, you don't even know you spelled it wrong because it'll change it right for you.
But as Phil said, when you're sending something professional, when you're working in the industry of anything and you need to send a very contrite email or message, you got to make sure it's right.
That definitely should be common knowledge. Like, my God, I can't believe we have to say that.
Well, you'd think so, but we've worked for people like executives who send out emails to their entire staff, and it looks like a 15-year-old kid wrote it.
Yeah.
This is coming from big brass.
I want to see more emoticons from the brass. More smiley faces and winky faces and hearts.
Well, as we well know, the winky face is key. I use it a lot only because you can say anything you want to anybody as long as you wrap it up with a winky face.
They're like, you are a piece of crap. Winky face. 649.
City traffic.
LOL, too. You're a total douchebag. LOL.
You know, with all due respect. So we're celebrating our fifth anniversary as a show, second anniversary here at 92 City FM. That worked out really well, literally within the week.
Yeah.
We're celebrating both anniversaries. And we're digging into the archives because, well, number one, it's really easy for us to do that. And number two, it's good to remind ourselves where we came from.
Yeah.
It's like looking back going, wow. We've come a long way since then.
I wish, we've said it before, but I wish we could go 5 years back, but that stuff's gone.
Yeah, so only within the last 2 years of a very, 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 very fun 2 years here at 92 City FM. So we present you with this, celebrating our fifth anniversary from the archives. What's the date on this one, do you know?
Well, this one was from 2013, and I feel bad about this, Wheels, because it was back when you were the only one on the show that was into Breaking Bad. I hadn't watched any of it yet, and we used to bug you, shut up about Breaking Bad. And now that I've caught up and watched it all, I can't shut up about it.
Right.
But this was the morning after the season finale.
Okay,
here we go.
I know I promised you guys that I would, that I, no, actually I didn't promise that I would stop talking about Breaking Bad, but the finale.
I could have swore you did. I really could have swore you did.
They had over 10 million people view the show this past Sunday night, which set a bunch of records, like 6 million in their key demo, which they care about for as far as ratings go. But as I was watching the show, and I was curious about this, and I don't know why, but because I am very, very, very unfamiliar with this industry when it comes to the drug trafficking and drug trade and that kind of stuff. But in the show, Walter White, otherwise known as Heisenberg, was a chemist who designed this sort of crystal meth that had a blue tinge to it.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, I'm curious to know, and if anybody knows somebody or is in that kind of lifestyle or knows anything about, I'm just curious solely based on if
television has influenced that industry. And can you, I don't know if you can even call it an industry, but it's multi. I know it's completely illegal and
the
all
drug trafficking trade.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, like if it even reached here in Winnipeg, if those, if there were tweakers out there, crystal meth users, that were, you know, pining for the Blue Star. What about the stuff they get on Breaking Bad?
Are meth heads up this early to talk about this?
They're always up. They never go
to don't watch Breaking Bad either. Wheeler, they don't get it.
Okay, so did you want to go to the phones then and check in with our meth crowd?
Well, sure. I mean, if they can work a phone, I guess. Yeah.
Hello, City. Is crystal meth coming in blue now?
Yo, you can't even get that. Not blue.
Oh, it's all blue now.
It's all blue.
Now, was it always blue, or did this just start when Breaking Bad got popular?
Well, during the finale, it was all blue. We just used food coloring, though.
Okay.
Well.
Do not trace that phone call.
Let him go. Hurry.
Hang up, Jared. Hang up.
So this one, you thought, okay, Apple's ripping off Samsung. There's no way people are going to buy into this iPhone 6 thing. Most pre-orders they've ever had, upwards of like 4 million of the new iPhone 6.
Well, it's weird. I've been seeing so many like spoof ads out about how they're making fun of Apple for copying Samsung. And all
well, that's Samsung making those ads.
Yeah, Samsung is. Yeah.
No, it was an IKEA. Too. It was IKEA making one. They were pretending like the IKEA catalog. They did like the commercial saying the IKEA catalog was like the iPhone 6, doing it like the exact same. Like, here, look it, it's thin. And it was done exactly like the Apple commercial, but it was the IKEA catalog. Oh, wow. It was so funny.
I'll tell you what, we'll talk more about the Apple here in a second, but I'm going to give you your choice. Do you want the Apple Italian, the Apple Irish, or the Apple Iraqi?
The Irish. Iraqi. The Iraqi? Let's say the Irish
is
my favorite.
I haven't heard the Iraqi one in a while.
All right. Here it is. Rena's fault.
Yeah.
You've got your iPod, your iPad, and your iPhone. Now, Apple brings you the next addition to the Apple family. Apple is proud to present, as part of your new iOS update, the Apple Iraqi. The Apple Iraqi is ready to help with everyday tasks.
Apple Iraqi, I'm hungry. Find me the closest barbecue place, would ya?
Pork? You want pork?
Death to the infidel!
With the Apple Iraqi by your side, you'll never be late for a meeting ever again.
Apple Iraqi, I'm late for the airport. I need a cab ASAP.
No problem, my friend. I will call my cousin Rajesh. He'll be here in no time.
Expand your social media from your fingertips with the help of the Apple Iraqi.
Apple Iraqi, Shazam this song and tweet it out for me.
Right away, my friend. Do you want me to add, this song is a bomb?
No.
The Apple Iraqi. Download it now with your new iOS. If you do not want the Apple Iraqi, download the Apple Iran.
92 City FM, world class of rock. 7:20, Tuesday morning. Wheeler in the morning. Philly and Rena, good morning.
17 is the high for today with a mix of sun and cloud. 10 degrees this morning.
You just laid out the whole show for me off the air, Wheeler. It's a busy morning.
Oh, yeah.
8:35, everything's, you know, big, but if you're looking to qualify for Toys for Boys 4, of course, that happens at 8:35. You should also know we still have True's tickets up for grabs. We'll do that at 9:30.
By the way, we haven't done Test Market Tuesday. Are you ever going to bring in that stuff that you had, those chips that you bought in
North
Dakota?
They're in our office. I brought them 2 weeks ago, and I showed them to you two Tuesdays ago.
I thought we were going to do that.
I know. I just thought maybe you didn't want to anymore, I just put them in the office.
I wonder if a man, he's prone to shutting out women's voices. Sometimes you have to
hit him.
I
waved them around, and I was like, stick. Oh,
Wheeler, like
he's
a
mad at me.
Listen, you know Philly's the food guy. You got to wave it. Ooh, what food?
Well, I don't know. I just thought maybe you were mad at me because I forgot it the week before.
Speaking of food, we got to do that one, what Rena, what is it? Cappuccino
chips? They're coffee-flavored potato chips.
So we got to do that, and then I also want to see if Doritos burn. You were on holidays, Wheels, and we got a call from a guy saying, do you know that?
It was a trivia
cool
thing
ranch.
That I did with the Hooters girl.
Oh, that's
girl.
What it was.
Yeah, and true or false, it was, can you use Doritos to start a fire? If you're rubbing two Doritos vigorously together for a long time, you can apparently start a fire.
And then we had a bunch of, I was like, no way. And then a bunch of people called in going, yeah, absolutely. It's like using newspaper to start a fire.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Doritos are flammable.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the time I asked in physics class, you know the old saying, if you screw a bucket of water long enough, or screw a bucket of water till it boils? I asked him if that was possible, and he thought about it for a second. He's like, highly improbable, but yes, it's possible. Mr. Van Thiel. 721. Okay, so Apple iPhone. Here's the thing, Rena. I know you're a Samsung user. Philly and I are iPhone guys. It's weird because it almost becomes like a, not necessarily a competition.
It's like I feel like it's like a sports team thing.
Kind of.
Like, you guys cheer for your team phone. iPhone. You always make fun of mine every time you can. I trash your stupid phone every time it freezes. You know, you make fun of mine for being a brick.
And I'll be honest.
It's a battle.
Listen, a few of my friends have the Samsung Galaxy, the Galaxy Note 2 or whatever it is, and they love it. They absolutely
love
it.
The Note, that's the big one, isn't it? Note,
well, isn't that what you have?
No. Mine's the S4.
Still pretty big.
Yeah. No, the Note is like the big one.
That's like the cinder block.
That's like a little notepad.
Like the mini iPad.
This is essentially supposed to be.
You can use it as a coffee table when you're not, talking on it.
But I'll be honest with you, like, the thing that I like is, it's funny because sometimes when I'm putting together a group message, you know, within the iCloud, you know, I know Phil's on an iPhone or like our boss Craig is on an iPhone, so we can get a chat going between all of us. But if I put you in there, because you're a Samsung, I'll be like, oh, no, Rena can't be in this. No, that's going to screw up the whole chat because then everything will be coming in separately. It has to be just iPhone people. So it's kind of like a club. It's kind of like, that's one thing I do like about it.
That's actually like BlackBerry was like that. They used to have the Black BBM. You know, you had to have a BlackBerry to be in the Messenger Club.
Yeah, I kind of say you're right, Wheels. The way phones are, they're very exclusive. If you're trying to chat and one person is on the Galaxy, it's a little frustrating.
It screws up the whole chat log, the whole thread.
What will always keep iPhone users coming back, because you mentioned sales were a bit surprising for the new iPhone, I just think it's the fact that once you have an iPhone, you're
everything
on iCloud.
Everything is hooked up.
You buy an iPad, and then what, are you going to go buy a Galaxy? You got all your music on your iPhone.
Exactly.
You're not going to suddenly change it. If you have multiple family members on an iPhone, well, then you're certainly not going to change.
Well.
So, and that's probably the same with you, Rena. Once you're on a Galaxy, you're not gonna.
It's a little different. Like, it's not as, nothing's linked up crazy. Like the iCloud, the iTunes, like all of your stuff is all in the same.
Oh, right there in the.
This is how all the stars and everything always get hacked, is because they have everything in these, you know.
I would miss iTunes. That's the one thing. I love having the iTunes at my fingertips and all my music on my phone like that.
My desktop is about to die, and I'm going to go get it's an old PC. It's about like 10, 11 years old. I'm still using it, but I'm going to go get like a desktop Mac because I'm going to be able to get my phone, my iPad, my wife. You know, like, we can all get on the same cloud with that. Plus, I was over at a friend's place, my buddy Wes and Colleen. They have the Apple TV.
Yeah.
So the Apple TV is linked to their cloud. On their TV, when it's not on, it displays pictures.
Like, of just their family.
Rotates through pictures of their family and stuff.
See,
it's amazing.
Certain elements that are too much. Like, would your text messages
that
wind
is
up?
Old technology.
No, but I mean the fact that
digital photo frames have been around for years.
Rena, stop. But the fact that I can take a photo with my phone and then it automatically adds in to that scan.
So all the new rotating photos.
Yeah.
That's too much.
The picture of your junk going up on the big screen.
Exactly. Look, everyone, it's in high def.
There's elements of the iCloud that are too much. I know you love being linked everywhere.
I do.
The phone, the computer. I want certain things that are just mine.
You had problems with your iCloud switching with your wives,
because
right?
We had
dumping everything into each other's phones.
Yes, we had a shared iTunes account or something, and then we wound up going to iCloud because there was the same password. I mean, it was complicated, but it linked our phones. All our contacts were together. All our text messages.
Yeah, but you know what?
Thank you.
That was terrifying. You deserve that. I'm going to call you out. You deserve
your browser history shared with your wife.
You're one of those human beings, and then there are a lot of people like this. You're one of those people. You deserve, because you have an email address. It's like you and your wife's name inside the email.
Whoa. That's a separate. I have two of my own email addresses, okay, and then that one is like hers. It's just for bills and stuff.
If you want to befriend Philly on Facebook, it's Phil
accident.
And Stace.
Oh, no. Yeah. City traffic. I swear I'm not one of those guys. We have a guy like that on our hockey team, and we bug him.
Just email me, wife
the
and husband,
the
at Hotmail.
The Facebook pages where it's like Greg and Barb, and you're like, what?
Yeah. Grow a sack.
You can tell that Barb wouldn't let Greg get his own Facebook. Jeez.
Going to be in town November 10th. Burton Cummings Theater. Every radio station in town is presenting the trues at the Burton Cummings Theater. Keep listening for your tickets. We'll have some to give away after 9 o'clock this morning.
Even the country station.
Everyone. Like, everybody. Hey. The trues is like, hey, can you present the show for us, please?
We'll do an interview.
We'll do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Can we stay in your basement?
We'll play live on your station.
Rena loves the trues.
Love them. Yep. Can't get enough. 17 is the high for today. It's going to be pretty nice. 10 degrees right now.
Seriously, though, good Canadian boys.
Absolutely.
East Coast boys. They put on a good show.
I sing along every time it's on.
Good party band if you're going out with the fellas. Going out with a girl.
I would love, honestly, I would just love to hang out with one of those dudes so they could play around a campfire. Those tunes around a campfire would be dynamite.
You know they would. Yeah, they sure. And they always wind up covering Zeppelin at their shows, so they, they would do that too if you're hanging out with them.
Last time I saw them was with Big Sugar out in Alberta.
You and I were at that show together.
Yeah, that was a great show.
We were a little schmammered.
A little bit. 747.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. The fun starts here. At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports. Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
Now, you pulled Ninja Dust. I was like, I was up at the stage watching the show. I'm like, where'd a Wheeler go?
I came back and got you when you called.
That's right.
Got a cab and came and picked you up, and then we went drinking again.
That's right.
So Kanye West says he's not apologizing for refusing to perform until a wheelchair-bound concert goer stood up this weekend at his concert because he says he is the victim here. Basically, he was trying to explain himself. He was on Matt Lauer. He started changing things around and attacking Matt Lauer, saying that he's the victim. And everyone's blowing it out of proportion. He didn't know the guy was in a wheelchair and everyone's supposed to be standing at his shows, and just rambled on and said he's a married Christian man and you need to lay off of me. Basically not taking any responsibility for yelling at people in wheelchairs to stand up.
An asshole.
Kanye West, eh?
Breaking news, Kanye West is a douche.
Robin Thicke. Now, he was the guy who wrote Blurred Lines, which is the one with Miley Cyrus.
No. Hang on. The video is not with Miley Cyrus. They performed. He performed.
Well, that's how it got famous, and that's how most people know it.
I don't think so.
Most people know it from that. That's what made it go social media crazy and blew out of.
I know it from the hot chick that is topless the entire time, and Pharrell Williams is in the video.
Yeah, you watched it a million times in a row here.
It's worth it. Thanks for reminding me. I'm going to watch it again.
Something is so wrong with you. Do that at home, not while there's people in the room.
Philly hates it when I watch naked chicks.
He is being sued by Marvin Gaye's family, saying that he was ripping off a Marvin Gaye song, Gotta Give It Up. And he's saying no, and now he's come out and saying he was wasted on Vicodin and booze when he helped create the song Blurred Lines. That's his defense for ripping off Marvin Gaye, saying that he was high for a whole year, pretty much, and drunk. Huh. Yeah, here's the song. And that's his defense that he's going with in court. I don't know if that'll hold up. I didn't mean to copyright Marvin Gaye.
Right. I don't think you're allowed to pull that off. Like, hey, I was wasted, so I didn't.
I don't know. He's got a lot of money. I think he'd have a good lawyer who knows what he's doing.
I know that only works when you get home really late. And the wife's like, where were you? I was really dry.
In the interview, with all due respect, I was high and drunk every time I did an interview last year. I would fill up a water bottle with vodka and drink it before every interview.
Yeah, well, so was every other musician.
Yeah, not an excuse.
God, there's hot chicks in this video.
And they're not wearing clothes.
So Floyd Mayweather did not share a penny of the $32 million here on Saturday night. He went out to celebrate his big win after. He was hanging out with Jamie Foxx, a bunch of, high rollers. Right. He went out in Vegas. And he spent $25,000 on booze and chicken wings at a restaurant. And a bunch of girls who were huge fans were going up and twerking and, stripping sort of for Jamie Foxx. And they were like, the guys were eating it up and they were putting money in. They're, just getting crazy.
They're having
a great time celebrating.
Boys,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But the only thing is, Floyd didn't tip the waitress a penny after she served them for hours all night long, and the bill was $25,000. Wow. And he won $32 million that night. And he didn't even tip the waitress.
With these celebs. Well, Floyd, no one's ever going to accuse Floyd of being Citizen of the Year.
No.
He's got a long checkered past of being an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a video that is out. Obviously, someone caught everything on camera.
Of course.
It's funny to see these drunk girls kind of falling out of their clothes who are all up on Jamie Foxx, and he's loving it. And like, sure. It's just so funny to see. It just looks so trashy. But anyway,
boxing. Just to go on boxing for a second, it's unfortunately become somewhat irrelevant, and I have no respect just in a boxing sense for Mayweather, because him and Manny Pacquiao should have got together and given us a trilogy of classic fights. They're the two biggest names in boxing for the last 10 years, and they couldn't get their acts together and fight, and that just will always piss me off.
The sport's almost done.
Yeah, I know, but they could have saved it.
They could have saved it. They could have helped.
And finally, if I say the name Poussey, what does that make you think of?
Orange is the New Black.
That is great, correct. She is one of the characters on Orange is the New Black, and Lauren Morelli, that name won't ring a bell to you, but she is one of the head writers on the TV show Orange is the New Black. She was a married woman who was writing about women falling for women, because that is, it's a very lesbian laced throughout the show.
Yep.
And the next thing she knows is she's a real life lesbian who left her husband to date the actress who plays Poussey on the show.
Oh.
So she claims that Orange is the New Black turned her gay. Yeah, that's the scoop.
There's a lot of shower scenes in that show. That's one of the reasons I happen to like it.
Great show.
92 City FM News.
There is something so wrong with the both of you.
Hey,
Wheeler
is watching
Brazilian wax instructions on YouTube.
Here's what happened. So I was watching.
Getting off.
I was watching the Blurred Lines video, and it linked to one of the, you know, when those, all those squares pop up after?
Yeah.
It says, how to give yourself a Brazilian wax.
It's not your fault for clicking on it.
Apparently, it's an instructional video. Therefore, YouTube's like, this is an instructional video. So
she's
naked. It's this woman standing there going, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Here's how to do a Brazilian wax. So she starts stripping down, and then it says, what you will need. I'm like, oh, you're obviously going to need a vagina. You're going to do a Brazilian wax. You will need one of those.
How excited you're getting.
Supplies.
It's a craft store. There's also some smaller sticks about this size that might come in handy. And then you'll need something to apply the oil with. I usually use a gauze square 4x4.
Gauze works.
And then
does it all sound right, Rena? You would know.
I get laser hair removal. It's different.
Okay. There's also a couple different wax styles.
Can I do the news, or do you want to just learn how to wax your vagina, Wheeler?
Honestly, hey, this is news. This is news to everybody.
There's
a lot of women who don't know how to do this.
In that area, I will use some areas.
She's just standing there.
It just blows my mind that YouTube,
so here we are, we're
going to
get started.
Fly.
Just use this
as an instructional video.
That's true.
You're going to apply.
There you go. There it is.
Do you guys want to be alone together? Like, should I leave?
If you could just be quiet for a second, that'd be great.
See how I'm stretching the skin.
All right, Rena, go ahead. We'll just continue watching with no volume.
You're gross. I don't think we really need volume.
Bone Phone.
Brought to you by MTS Connect with the Samsung Galaxy S5. 5.1-inch full HD screen and 0.3-second autofocus. Stops time in its tracks for that perfect shot on the MTS 4G LTE wireless network.
Our listenership comes in all shapes and sizes.
True.
There's people who hated us when we first came over.
Some
that still do.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman, I believe when we first came over, she was leaving hate on the bone phone. She did not like us, not a fan, but I feel like she's come to the dark side.
All right.
Good morning, y'all. Wishing you a happy second anniversary. It may only be 2 years, but it's filled us with a lifetime of being perked each morning, and Roger should be very proud to have such perfect, caring people. You're a nice family man, and Rena's very personal as well. You're down to earth, and we love it to wake up to you every morning. You make us feel like getting up and getting a get-go of the day. So keep up the good work. Mm-hmm. You guys rock.
Suspicious.
No, hang on. Let me ask you: Is that the same woman that left this message years ago?
Shut your filthy mouths and play a bloody song for Christ's sake! Leave Rena's out of it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Play yours again. Like just like halfway through.
There's a little twang in that one that you just played. Like a little.
Good morning, y'all. Wishing you a happy second anniversary.
Can we play this one?
It may only be 2 years.
Shut your filthy mouths and play a bloody song for Christ's sake! Leave Rena's out of it.
But it's filled us with a lifetime.
Well, maybe not.
I don't think so. Okay. Slower pace on that last one.
I thought it was the same person for sure, but no, I don't know.
Okay. Well, at any
rate. But regardless, thank you.
Yeah,
thanks for the compliment. Here we are trying to throw you under the bus. Are you the mean bitch that left this message?
Yeah.
Never mind. Don't ever call again. No, thank you. We appreciate it. Okay, a call from traffic.
To all those people that have yet to realize you got to start clearing your windows off in the morning. If you're doing 60 on the highway with your windows so fogged over you can't see, You're just making it dangerous for everyone else around you. Take the extra time, clear off your windows, and get to work safely. Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's good advice.
Yeah.
The snow's coming, as you know, eventually here, not too far away. Wow. What, mid-October usually for the snow?
Well, usually
the end of October.
Usually, yeah, usually the hope is we can get through Halloween without any snow. The fingers are crossed. Like, come on, let's do this.
Dusting's one thing, but no, we don't want to get you. Okay, Rena, of course, within the last couple of weeks, last week told us that the NFL is just too sportsy for her. Wheeler and I love it. Hey, this guy's going to take Rena's side.
That's a great Rena. Why are we so fixated on the NFL? We're Canadians. Do you think the Americans give a crap about Canadian football? I just don't understand it. Too many goddamn teams to keep track of. And four downs? What do they need that extra down for? Huh.
I know some Canadian Football League fans feel that way. Like, enough with the NFL. Who cares? We got our own game.
That's cool. That's great. If you enjoy the CFL, that's your prerogative. Some people don't like cricket.
Let me ask you this. Do you watch Hamilton and BC on a Friday night? Do you get the buddies together? No. I don't think so.
No.
But Monday night football, Thursday night football, Sunday afternoon, you get together and watch it no matter who's playing. It's a good NFL, just because there's a Canadian game in an NFL, like, it doesn't mean you got to choose.
Mm. It's football. It's right. All good.
Mm-hmm, that's how I feel. Okay, no pants party. I said yesterday that, you know, no pants. If you're not wearing pants, it automatically excludes you from going to annoying meetings because or formal events because you have to wear pants to those kinds of things.
What do you mean you can't wear no pants to a formal event? Wear a kilt. A dress kilt. Not pants, very formal.
That's a good idea.
You know what? I feel shame that I didn't even think of that. I'm of Scottish descent, for Christ's sake, that I didn't even think of the kilt.
How did you not, Wheeler?
I have a kilt at home. I wore one to my wedding.
You did? All your groomsmen, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll wrap up with this one. Guy wondering what kind of work you got. White collar, blue collar. This guy wants to know, like, how should we be classified?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Keep talking about the blue collar workers. Let's see. There's blue and there's white. And you're not white collar workers either. So what color are your collars? Let me, I don't know. They're either pink or yellow. Anyways, one of those two. Let me know. Bye.
No collar?
Yeah, I don't wear a collar most of the time.
I'm not a collar. Greena?
No collar, no.
No collar.
We're allowed to be pretty casual at work. So yeah, he's right. We don't really fit into a blue collar, white collar.
No. Casual collar.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, let's just no pants party, no collar. We're no collar workers.
Let's not confuse the two. Stick with the no pants.
That's it.
All right.
Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena. 92 City FM. World class rock. Toys for Boys 4.
The Temptations.
All right. 86 calls off the air. We'll do the last few here live and disappoint some people.
Mm-hmm. Warning, you're 87.
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome.
88, sorry.
Okay, thanks.
89.
Oh.
780 City, 780 2484. Good morning, you're 89.
Oh. Rena, everyone who's not caller 92 is like.
They are. It's a fact.
Speaking of which.
This is 90.
This is 91. Sorry. Good news.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
Hi. Diane.
Diane, how are you?
I'm just fine, thank you.
Diane, you're caller 92.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Diane, yes. Here's a big question. Do you want the toy box or do you want in for the grand prize draw?
I want in for the grand prize draw, please.
Okay, but now you got to find out what's inside the toy box, okay? So this is what you would have won if you went with the instant gratification. Okay.
$150 party stuff gift card.
Yes. All right.
Oh, okay. Party stuff.
That would have been a good one. You got a social coming up?
Pardon me?
Have you got a social coming up or anything?
No.
Okay, well then with that.
Well, Halloween, you could have got, that's, you know, true, a costume or something.
Anyways, that's
that party stuff.
That stays in the toy box. Somebody else will have a crack at that if they choose a toy box. But you, Diane, are in for that $40,000 prize package from Enns Brothers, Crevco, Rona, AVO Game Room. Check out the entire list at 92cityfm.ca. Next chance coming up this afternoon on the Backseat Drive. 92 City FM, world class rock. Sweet Emotion from Aerosmith, 845. My name's Dave Wheeler, Phil Aubrey, Rena J. All here. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rena.
17 is the high for today. We're at 11 right now.
Stories we missed coming your way at 9:10 this morning. Your chance to be an interactive segment. A story you think we haven't covered to your specifications, that's your chance to call at 9:10 every morning. Right now, though,
the 92 City FM Blue and Gold Report.
So the latest on Drew Willey, Phil?
It's good news.
All right.
No structural damage.
Good.
So he's week to week. He's questionable. I've heard some reports saying he's they don't think he'll play against Hamilton in a couple of weeks. But if he's week to week and there's no structural damage,
there's a chance.
I'd so like to see him
there's
play.
There's a chance.
It's only Hamilton coming to town and they're awful. So maybe, although Caleros is back down, they just beat the Riders. So maybe the Ticats are, you know, you got to take all these games seriously.
Oh, absolutely.
The Bombers have lost three straight. If they have any hopes of the playoffs, their next two games are against Eastern teams before they finish the season all West, including two games against Calgary. So I'm going to go out and say these next two games against Eastern teams have to win them.
Crucial. Why are the phone lines all sparked
I think this might
up?
Still be Toys for Boys stuff.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, I was calling for Toys for Boys.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, next chance coming up at 4:40 this afternoon.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah, keep going. Rolling through. Hello.
Hey, I'll take the box.
Like a little box. Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, play that Iraqi Iran song again. That was hilarious.
Like that? The new Apple Iraqi.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Very popular. Very popular. Yeah.
That was Steve Jobs' last gift before things went down.
Howdy.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Good. What's up?
Traffic report.
Yep.
Number 15, the bridge over the floodway.
Right.
There's an accident. She's shut right down.
Mm. 7 car pileup. Yep.
Wow.
And anybody coming in that way, either got to go number 1 or Garvin Road.
Okay. Thanks for that.
All right, thanks, man. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Good morning.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was...
Another station?
Who do you think it was?
No. I thought it was calling for 92.
Oh, it is 92.
This is 92.
Yeah, this is 92.
You thought it was Toys for Boys?
Yes.
Oh, that's
it. It's done already.
Have a good day.
Missed it.
Yeah, okay.
Your co-workers in the background giggling.
Joyce called it the wrong time.
I can't believe we missed it.
Joyce called it the wrong time.
Does sound like a Joyce?
Hello.
Yeah, could have been.
Morning, guys.
Yeah.
I love how the Hooters girl's never heard of the no-pass party.
No, she was great. Jeez.
Oh yeah, we think she had nothing. She doesn't know crap about it. Big,
name
huge
one
fan.
Of the kids.
Huge, huge fan of the show.
And she's super hot though.
Yes, she is. Jackie. She'll be back here again on Monday. All right, more calls coming up here after 9 o'clock. We'll do stories we missed. 8:48 now.
Stories we missed on 92 City FM. World class rock.
All right, so I'm just looking at this poster now. Christopher Nolan, we have him to thank for the Dark Knight trilogy.
Yes,
the one with Christian Bale, which was just epic, start to finish. And he also did Inception. Christopher Nolan was behind that one as well. So he's done some good films. So there's a lot of hype around this new one that he has. And there was people talking about this new movie called Interstellar. Interstellar was the name of it. That's all we kind of knew. It's got Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Jessica Chastain, and Michael Caine. He loves Michael Caine because Michael Caine played Alfred in all the Batman movies, okay? So the poster just came out. It's everywhere November 7th in theaters and IMAX, and it shows Matthew McConaughey in, like, this space suit and looks like a very desolate part of the earth, like mountains but snow everywhere, and it says, the end of Earth will not be the end of us. So, Phil, right up your alley, post-apocalyptic. It looks like more snowy, more like Hoth.
You know, I love that stuff. Yeah. I'm instantly interested.
I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. And he does good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Chris Nolan is he's a master storyteller.
You want to turn my volume up there, Wheeler? I'm going to play a clip for you. This is at 92cityfm.ca as well. Jim Rome and Charles Barkley got into a bit of a heated exchange regarding Adrian Peterson. And I just want to play. It's like 3 minutes long. Jim Rome was interviewing Charles Barkley. Here we go.
My name is Mike Turner. You know, when the media talks about it and somebody just said something on television, beating a child. Listen, we don't...
But that's what that was, though, Chuck. Yeah, you saw the picture.
Well, we call it spanking or whipping our kids.
If I see open wounds and bruises throughout a body, that is a beating.
Sure. I think those pictures are disturbing. Maybe, I think Adrian said he went overboard. But as far as being from the South, we all spanked our kids. I got spanked, me and my two brothers.
But then, Chuck, not now, right? I mean, that 1964 is one thing, 2014 is another.
And that's
maybe
fair.
Maybe we need to rethink. Okay, so they come to a bit of an agreement at the end, sure. But just find the debate on this interesting.
Never got a chance to ask him when we worked with him, but do you think Charles Barkley is related to Brian Barkley at all?
They are, actually. They're
brothers?
Stepbrothers. Yeah.
Figured as much.
The same dad.
Makes sense.
It all makes sense now.
Totally makes sense.
Barkley's a hell of a basketball player. You ever played one-on-one with him down at the Y?
No, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. He'll school your ass.
I've heard he's dirty. He likes to play blacktop rules.
Elbows.
Yeah.
Good elbows in the low posts.
You got to send this audio to Barkley.
Yeah.
There is a new cast member joining SNL this season when it kicks off, and he's a very young comedian named Pete Davidson. He was actually on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and I've got a clip of him doing some stand-up if you want to give it a listen. He's going to be doing, I guess that you know how Cicely Strong took over for Seth Meyers on the News Update?
Yeah.
They've booted her from that.
She's not very good.
Like yeah, she had a weird delivery.
No, but
so
this guy
is going to be doing it. She's still a cast member, though, so she's still going to be doing skits. This guy's going to be doing the News Update with this other guy that they've hired, apparently. Right. So here's just a clip of him on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yay! How are you guys? Cool. I wish I could say the same. I'm not very happy. I just moved out of my mom's house, and I just turned 20, and it's over. I'm not going to make it. Look at me. I'm not going to make it. I'm 6'3". I'm 145 pounds. I have a problem with wind. I don't even know what race I am. I'm all miscellaneous in the face.
He looks mulatto, kind
of. Like, my mom tells me I'm white, but, like, I can see my lips from here. I don't understand.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I'll put the full video up if you want to check it out. I'm a fan of SNL, so I thought it was interesting.
Got some calls here. 780 City, 780 2484. Stories we missed. Go ahead.
The other guy they hired, he used to work for The Daily Show. His name is Michael Che.
Well, see, now that gives me a little bit of faith because Jon Stewart has got a real Midas touch when it comes to finding funny people. I mean, he launched Steve Carell's career.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And what's his name? Who's now taking over for Letterman?
Colbert.
Yeah. So there you go. He's got a Midas touch.
This guy's only 20 years old, this new guy. That's got to be the youngest cast member.
Let's hope he gets funnier with age.
Hi, City.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah. Good.
That's good. I don't know if this was maybe touched on before, but did you realize that you two downloaded their albums through iCloud into every iPhone that exists right now?
Wait a second, what's an iPhone?
Alright.
Everybody give him a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily
or listen live
weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.